Okay, good morning, Boker Tov. Enjoy some coffee and donuts. I want to thank Elliot Allswang, who has generously sponsored the Cup of Joe for the year in memory of his beloved mother, Marilyn Allswang Eisenberg. What's her Hebrew name? Mina Bas Binyamin David is neshama, should have an aliyah. Thank you so much for your generosity. We're on page Kufayin Tes 179, literally the very end of the Sefer, to the point that soon we're going to have to think about what we're learning next. Rav Pinkus has been developing this notion that just when we're ready to forfeit or give up on our davening, you find yourself in an airport on the side of the road, you find yourself at a ball game, and you forgot you didn't daven mincha yet. It's in those moments of the davening that we throw away, that we think, you know what, I just got to get it out, get it over, just got to get through it. That has the potential to be the highest form of davening, the greatest level of davening, the most transformative davening. And who knows if that moment of sincere prayer is the moment that will put whatever we're asking for over the top. So to give up on it, to concede, I'm distracted, it's very hard, it's a miracle, I'm just davening. We're conceding what is something, it's irreplaceable. It's a precious moment in time, and if we understood it in context, that maybe it's that tefillah which could be responsible for the person's health or parnasa or shidduch or child, then we would take it much more seriously. Says Rav Pinkus, even though I've given you so many metaphors, so many parables to get this idea across, my parables, he says, may have minimized it, but the truth is, this is an incredibly important foundation. This was the core. This was the secret to the meaningful, rich, spiritual life of so many of our greatest personalities. They understood what it meant. Again, the inestimable, irreplaceable value of standing in front of Hashem. Said, imagine somebody who, in a little bit that day, later the day, is scheduled to fly to the moon. So, let's say they're scheduled on a flight to the moon at 4 p.m. It's not like they go about their normal routine and normal day activity till 3:59. And then they say, oh yeah, let me put on my spacesuit and get in the shuttle and travel to the moon. The entire day, the entire week, the entire month, the entire year before, all they're doing is living with anticipation, with excitement, with countdown, reviewing in their head, when will I push which button, what happens when we break through the atmosphere, what will this feel like, what am I supposed to do then? Even if he's already, he's trained, he's reviewed it a million times. When you're doing something which you realize is an incredible opportunity, when you're excited, when you're counting down to something which is a really, really special moment, and we all have that. We have those days on our calendar, a vacation, a trip, a meeting, an event, a sporting event, and we're looking forward to it, and we count down, and that day we start to get butterflies in our stomach, or we start to prepare, or we're thinking exactly how it's going to go, or we're having a vision for the way we want it to be, or what we want to take away from it. We have the capacity, says Rav Pinkus, every day, every davening could be like that. If we can only get ourselves to see that we are appearing before the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, we have an audience with the Almighty, with the King of Kings. If before you go meet with the president, an elected official, someone in a position of power, you're going to outline, what do I want to ask? What will I express gratitude for? How do I want this to go? How do I script this? As we've shared so many times, before that critical business meeting, before the interview, before the date that you're trying to win over the girl, before that meeting with the elected official where you're advocating for something so important, you script out exactly what you're going to say, how you want to come across, what you want to accomplish, what kind of gratitude you want to express. And if only we could inculcate within ourselves that three times a day we have that meeting, that level meeting. Right? Last week we talked about that whatever time davening is called for, it really should be 5 minutes before, where we sit in the car or we come inside and we take a moment. What do I want to say thank you for? What am I going to ask for? What's going on today in my day? In Shacharis, anticipating the day. What's coming up that I need Hashem's help for? Mincha and Maariv, what happened already in my day that went better than I ever imagined, or something worked out that I thought I was in trouble, or whatever it is, something that we can express our gratitude for. If you know that you're invited to be a partner with Hashem, you're a partner in creation of the world, you're a partner in redemption, you have an opportunity to build and to plant and to transform and to repair the world. Our greatest tzaddikim, our most righteous role models and examples, their davening wasn't just that they had kavana once they got to davening. It's that they were davening the whole day. Everything that happened during the day was, oh yeah, you know what? This is something that later at mincha I want to say thank you to Hashem for. Oh, this hard thing is coming up. You know what? At shachar is tomorrow, before that big meeting, I want to make sure. Let me make a note that I want to make sure when I'm talking to Hashem, I tell myself that I want His help. You know, I walk around with these little cards in my pocket because when I want to get something out of my head, I write it down. So what do I have to do that day? Who do I have to call or email? Things I want to get to, things I want to not escape. Sometimes, I don't see my wife, I haven't spoken to her, the things I want to remember to tell her, I'll text her or I'll make a note for myself or and minimally a mental note. What are the things that you want to talk about, ask for, say thank you to people? What's my agenda? Right, the highly successful people, they're not operating, you know, they don't just go with the flow. They have an agenda. They have goals. They have ambition. They have aspiration. And in our ruchnius, in our spiritual lives, in our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, we need to walk around with an agenda. Not an agenda in the negative connotation, so to say, using God, but a positive agenda. What do I want to say thank you for? What do I need His help with? How do I want to take advantage of the opportunity to have an audience? What am I advocating for? What's going on in my life? What's going on in Klal Yisrael's life? What's going on in the world today? How do I react and how do I respond? When you heard what happened in New York City yesterday, the terror event, so the first response should be to take a moment and say something to Hashem. Rav Pinkus developed that earlier in the Sefer. Right? The notion that if you're a caring person, if you're a sensitive soul, and you believe in God as the Melech Malchei Amlochem, as the Ribono Shel Olam, who's in charge, who's in control, who can heal, who can solve. So if you combine the two things, it means that whenever you see somebody in pain or in trouble, then you say, Hashem, help. If I could get you into the greatest doctor, if I knew the president of the bank and could help you score the loan, and I didn't, it means either I'm not as connected as I thought, or I'm connected, but I just don't care about you. But if I care about you and I'm connected, then of course I help. And the same is true, said Rav Pinkus much earlier in the Sefer, when we see something going on in the world, he gives a description, you walk by somebody who has crutches, who has a cast, say, Hashem, give them a refuah shleima. You hear a siren, you don't know what the ambulance is for, you stop, you say, Hashem, please help, whatever that's about. Reaction, when you see the news yesterday, a terror event in Manhattan, should be, Ribono Shel Olam, give strength to the family of the victims, give a refuah shleima to the people who are hurt, help the law enforcement catch the people who did it. Our intuition, our reaction, our response has to be automatic, not only in Gashmias to step in and do what we can, but in Ruchnias to reach out to Hashem. But also it goes on my agenda. You know what? I heard about this horrific terror event. At Mincha, when I say Rifa'enu, I want to remember to ask Hashem to help the people who are injured. Whatever happens, the tzaddikim, our righteous, our role models, they didn't just live the day through the then and now. They were always in the back, in the recess of their mind, was the next davening. And building the agenda for the next davening. Maybe literally having a note card to walk in. Baruch Aleinu, Hashiveinu, Hashiva Shofteinu, Rifa'enu Shema Koleinu. What do I want to talk to? I have an audience with the King of Kings. I don't want to waste it. You got invited to the Oval Office and could ask for anything. Would you want to waste it by having small talk, reading someone else's script? Or would you want to open your heart and say, thank you for this, and please do that? That's the opportunity we have each and every day, multiple times a day. It's up to us to make sure we don't squander it. Have a fantastic day.